Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Was ist noch besser als ein guter Plan? Die Möglichkeit, ihn zu ändern. Mit integrierter KI bietet Workday kontinuierliche Innovationen, die Ihnen helfen, agil zu bleiben, egal was passiert. Workday, the finance and HR system for a changing world.
What are the most memorable travel adventures? Those where we open our eyes and our minds to new experiences. It's all to see here in Azerbaijan. New flavors, a new appreciation of ancient history, of natural beauty and of rich contrasts. This is a world of culture, cuisine, wellness and adventure, all yours for the taking. Thought you knew Azerbaijan? Take another look. To plan your Azerbaijan adventure, visit azerbaijan.travel.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei.
And I am Beth. How are you doing, Feifei?
I'm very well, thank you. The phrase we're looking at in this programme is second nature. I heard someone use it at work recently, talking with a new colleague. He said, although recording programs like this looks complicated, it quickly becomes second nature.
Yes, second nature. That is a great expression. So when something is second nature, it is so familiar to you that you can do it really easily without having to think about it.
I have a good example for this. I had to learn how to use a computer and a mobile phone because when I was a child, they didn't exist. However, for my son, using technology like this will be second nature. He's grown up with it.
And now, for you, using technology is second nature as well. For your son, he hasn't known life without a computer and mobile phones, so it's really easy and obvious for him. Now, normally when we use this phrase, second nature, we start with the thing that is second nature.
Yes, that's right. For example, using technology is second nature for my son. Beth, what is second nature to you?
I would say driving a car. So I learned how to drive when I was 17, and I'm much older than 17 now. So I've been driving a car for many years. I don't really need to think about it. And I just do it. It's second nature.
That does make you a very experienced driver.
Now, here are some more examples of the expression second nature.
So the first thing I do every day when I wake up is make a cup of coffee. I don't even think about it. It's just become second nature.
I'm an absolutely terrible cook, but my mum is so good at cooking. It's just second nature to her.
When I first started my job, I always lost my way in the building. But now it just feels like second nature to me. I know where I need to go.
Now, we can also use second nature to describe a characteristic or a habit that a person has. And this is something personal to the person. So, to give you an example, my dad is very tidy and organised, and that is just second nature to him. He automatically tidies up without having to think about it, unlike me.
Your dad is very organised. So that's second nature to him. So second nature can be used for anything you do, like using technology or driving a car. But it can also be a characteristic. For example, neatness is second nature to your dad.
That's right. So, to recap, we have learnt the phrase second nature, which means we do something easily without thinking about it.
We'll be back next week with another useful English phrase. See you next time.
Bye.
What are the most memorable travel adventures? Those where we open our eyes and our minds to new experiences. It's all to see here in Azerbaijan. New flavors, a new appreciation of ancient history, of natural beauty and of rich contrasts. This is a world of culture, cuisine, wellness and adventure, all yours for the taking. Thought you knew Azerbaijan? Take another look. To plan your Azerbaijan adventure, visit azerbaijan.travel.